The bad economy has been bad news for most colleges. Endowments have plummeted and students have had a tougher time paying tuition. But for one small school in Los Angeles, the last few months have been great. Occidental College is celebrating the man who has become its most famous alum, even if his time there was brief. One of Occidental's less well-known alums is a producer here at Morning Edition. We sent Ben Bergman back to college for this report.
Up until recently, my proud alma mater's great distinction was being the location for the TV show Beverly Hills 90210 and for the 90s classic Clueless, starring Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, as if!
We've also had some famous alums, former Congressman Jack Kemp, Ben Affleck. Oh, and there was some guy known as Barry who enrolled as a scrawny freshman in 1979. Whatever became of him?
At this defining moment, change has come to America.
Oh yeah, he did all right, I guess. Barry, as he was known in those days, was mentored by politics professor Roger Boshé.
I taught Barack Obama his first politics course.
Boshé gets asked a lot these days if he saw something truly presidential in the young student from Hawaii.
No, I cannot say that I looked across my class and said, now that guy someday will be even in the Senate, much less the president. But he stood out. And he was very articulate.
When Mr. Obama wasn't in the classroom, he spent hours in the gym playing pickup basketball with classmate Brian Newhall.
Vividly remember him in the gym being very thin. We both thought we were very good. We played against each other quite a bit. Driver, herky-jerky would be the basketball term, and he was very left-handed, but athletic, fast, competitive. Not such a good outside shooter.
It's become folklore around campus that Mr. Obama wasn't good enough to make the team. That's not true, says Newhall, who now coaches the Occidental team.
Would have been an excellent Division III basketball player, but just chose to study and focus on his academics.
Mr. Obama also made another choice after his sophomore year. He left Occidental and transferred to Columbia because he has said he wanted a bigger school and to be in New York. That, along with the fact that Mr. Obama rarely mentions Occidental, haven't stopped the school from claiming him, though. It points out his former dorm on tours and has devoted a special section to the president-elect in its bookstore.
This is the display of Baroxy ware.
Baroxy ware, a play on Occidental's nickname, Oxy, explains politics professor Derek Shear.
One of my favorites, which I've already purchased for my grandchildren, is the pants that you put on young kids around their diapers that say, "Change we need, Barack Obama." There's the "Yes, we can" top for good-looking women. And we have beautiful Obama Oxy hats, which are already selling out.
The school also hopes to capitalize on Mr. Obama's victory through alumni giving and admissions. Occidental President Bob Scottheim says the president-elect could be especially helpful now given the recession.
We hope that this will be an offset to that and that the Obama bump will counter what offset private colleges might experience.
And any Obama bump would be amplified with a campus visit. It hasn't happened yet, despite a meeting between some of the college trustees and Mr. Obama during the campaign.
The invitation is open to him at his convenience. His response to the trustees was, in fact, "I will come when I'm in the White House."
And now that he's almost there, Occidental is waiting to see if Mr. Obama follows through on his promise. Ben Bergman, NPR News, Los Angeles.